As I record this, all five of our kids are back at the house with Stephanie. We have much to be thankful for. Anymore, we have so few opportunities to be all together as a family, and we're so grateful. It started with a text message. Hey, Mom, I think Seth and I can come home for Thanksgiving. We can drive down with George, that's their new puppy, and stay for the whole week. And then another text. Hey, I hear Seth and Carly are coming for the whole week. I'm going to see if I can do the same. And with those texts, the anticipation began. Stephanie's a planner. She began to plan each day, each activity, and each meal. She was checking the weather forecast a month in advance. We started getting the house ready, making preparations for their arrival. Stephanie started stocking up on their favorite snacks and beverages. They're coming. The day before they arrive, we start texting. What time are you leaving? And all through their 18-hour drive, we're checking in. How's it going? When do you think you'll arrive? And then, finally, the hugs. There's nothing like hugging your kids when you've been apart for months and months. Maybe you've not yet had the experience of grown kids returning home. But maybe you've had the anticipation of reading What to Expect When You're Expecting. It's an apricot, then it's an orange, and you're counting down the days until you meet the newest member of your family. There's a lesson in this for us. There's a lesson in the waiting. There's a lesson in anticipation, expectation, and excitement. And it's a lesson worth sharing together this weekend as a family. God in heaven has invited you to call him Heavenly Father. And I know for some of us, that's not a great description, but he's saying, if you can imagine what a perfect father would be like, I want to be that in your life. And just like an earthly father or mother can't wait to be with their kids, your Heavenly Father is dying to be with you, to gather you up in his arms and to give you the most amazing hug. Because get this, he made you, he designed you, and he has incredible purpose for your life. From the very beginning, God knew that was going to be hard for us to imagine. So he came in the person of Jesus to give us a living illustration of his love for us. And he loved people so well. In fact, people who were nothing like Jesus, if they weren't religious or they were looked down upon because of the choices they'd made or their station in life, these people felt loved by Jesus and they loved him back. They loved being with him and he loved them so much that he gave his life for them and for me and for you so that we could enjoy being with him forever. That's why we look forward to celebrating Christmas. Christmas is all about God coming to be with us. Matthew, one of the first people who started hanging out with Jesus, records the story of Jesus something like this. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Christmas is exactly 4 weeks from today. I remember making a paper chain as a kid and removing one piece every day that we got closer to Christmas. At our house now, we have this obnoxiously loud snowman that the kids just loved when they were little. Every day he announces how many days until Christmas. We look forward, we count down. In the traditional church, we call this the season of Advent. Advent is a word that means the arrival of a notable person. It's making a big deal of the arrival of the person of Jesus, the hope and freedom that he brings, and the relationship that he offers with our Heavenly Father. So I want to encourage you in this Advent season to make a big deal about Christmas. Some of us make a big deal about football season. We even have a draft for our fantasy league. Some of us make a big deal about March Madness, and we spend hours on our brackets. Some of us make a big deal in anticipation of the arrival of hunting season or training for a marathon or looking forward to retirement. But really, what is bigger than Christmas? Hope, living hope has come. And the beauty of Advent is that Jesus has come, and that's a really big deal. And he's coming back again, and that's going to be an even bigger deal. But there's also this incredible offer that he wants to come right now into your life and exist as God with you. In fact, God in you. Paul was this guy in the first century, hated Christians, and he used a mixture of politics and religion to put Christians to death. But then he met Jesus, and Jesus radically transformed him, and Paul set about to tell the whole world about the incredibly good news of the love of God. In a letter Paul wrote that has somehow survived antiquity, Paul says this, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. In other words, my old self is dead and gone, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So in the season of Advent, we're not just excited about the fact that Jesus came once and he's coming again. We're excited about he's offering to live in you and me today. So 4 weeks until Christmas, consider this. Consider taking some time as a family to pause and reflect on the meaning of Christmas. Some families do this every evening. They light a candle. Some do it weekly. Don't get hung up if you miss a day or several days. Just take advantage of the season when your kids are still living at home to gather them together and tell them what a big deal Jesus is to you. Explain to them, whatever their age, that God in heaven wants to come to be with them. He did it once. He's going to do it again. And right now, he's offering to be a part of their lives. Pause as a family and reflect. Also, consider joining us for the next 3 Sundays as Andy Stanley leads us through a Christmas series. Bring your kids and students to their environments as they focus on Christmas as well. And finally, consider inviting your friends and neighbors to an incredible community celebration on December 24th at 4 p.m. We'll have fantastic music, a short message, candlelight and cookies, and Kilwin's hot chocolate. Finally, you've probably already started playing Christmas music at your home. So here's a fun song to add to the mix.